Winner take all politics. How Washington made the rich richer and turned its back on the middle class. By Jacob S. Hacker and Paul Pearson. Narrated by John Allen Nelson. Copyright 2010 by Jacob S. Hacker and Paul Pearson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Paul Pearson and Jacob Hacker, care of the Susan Rabiner Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. The 30-Year War. For those working on Wall Street, 2009 was a very good year. At the 38 biggest companies, investors and executives earned a staggering $140 billion in all, the highest number on record. The venerable investment firm Goldman Sachs paid its employees an average of nearly $600,000 per person, capping off the best year since its founding in 1869. The sums, while record-breaking, were hardly unprecedented. Unfettered pay had become the norm on Wall Street over the prior generation, as it had in American boardrooms more broadly. The CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd C. Blankfein, had taken home $68 million in 2007. That same year, the top 25 hedge fund managers raked in $892 million on average, according to Alpha Magazine's annual ranking of the highest earners, Wall Street's equivalent of People Magazine's Most Beautiful People. What made the 2009 payout so shocking wasn't the numbers themselves. It was what they said about the American economy and American government. The Wall Street of well-heeled bankers was thriving, while the Main Street of ordinary workers struggled amidst the worst economic downturn since the Great...